I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The Vermont House has given its approval to a bill that regulates and taxes the sale of marijuana. The vote was 92-56. Under the bill, the state would regulate marijuana similar to how it regulates alcohol. Retail marijuana products would be taxed at a rate of 20%. The legislation expands law enforcement drug recognition programs, and it allows a saliva test to be taken from a driver who is suspected of being impaired if a warrant has been issued. Barry City Representative Tommy Walls supported the bill.
It's got to be perplexing to Vermonters. Perfectly okay to walk around with an ounce of marijuana in your pocket. It's perfectly okay to grow a couple of plants, but it's totally illegal to obtain it in any way. That makes no sense whatsoever.
The measure now goes to the Senate, where it has strong support. Fire crews responded to a significant fire at the former Green Mountain Racetrack in Pownall on Wednesday night. According to WCAX, the Pownall Fire Department says there were no injuries, but the department says the building is a total loss and it considers the blaze suspicious. The track has been abandoned since 1991. The House has voted to override Governor Scott's veto of a global warming bill. 100 votes were needed to be successful, and 103 House members backed the effort. The proposal calls for a 26% reduction of carbon emissions by 2025 and an 80% cut by 2050. It also creates a special climate commission to help reach those targets, and it allows people to sue the state if the targets aren't met. Tim Briglin, who's chair of the House Energy and Technology Committee, urged his colleagues to override Scott's veto.
H 688 moves us from aspiration to accountability. This is the first step to protecting Vermonters and building a more resilient state.
The Senate will now consider a veto override effort next week. The Vermont Department of Health reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 today, all in Chittenden County. The department has identified over 1,700 cases in Vermont so far. Over 153,000 people have been tested. 2 people in Vermont are hospitalized with COVID-19. The forecast tonight becoming mostly clear north and partly cloudy south, cool with lows in the 30s to mid-40s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.